Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
baby. Good evening, my beautiful people, and welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana UK. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and I'm so happy to be spending this relaxing Christmas season. You can see it's Saturday evening with you, and you can see all the blings behind me, the Christmas tree. If you can see wherever you are, maybe you are in the kitchen stirring a pot of jollof rice, maybe you are untangling Christmas lights, or maybe you're just enjoying a quiet moment before the children take over the house again. Oh, I wanted to just settle in. Tonight we're talking about something perfect for the festive season. To people that have started joining me on TikTok, you're welcome. It's Family Room Oluwa Bukola. Thanks for joining me on the Family Room today. Elijah Aaron, thanks for joining on Family Room. We are talking about the importance of extended family in raising our children. I know this is something that a lot of people in this country, in the United Kingdom, or people that are in the US or Canada will talk about so much passionately. So, and you know one thing, Christmas reminds us of warmth, connection, support, culture, and the people who hold our hands through every season of life. And those people are actually our extended family. Thank you, Don Caesar, for joining. Nonchalance, thanks for joining. We are talking about the importance of extended family in raising our children. Midnight, thanks for joining on TikTok. And to everyone that listening out there from wherever you are. So, and many of us that support doesn't just come from parents. You know, for some of us, the support comes from aunties, it comes from uncles, it comes from grandparents, from cousins, from godparents, yes, and even family friends who became family. When you ask me that one, yeah, I've got a lot of family friends who actually became family. I take care of their children, they take care of mine as well. So we will open the telephone lines on the next segment, and you're going to join us in the conversation and share your own stories on the importance of extended family in raising our children. And the number to call is 01-61-0161-222-9960. If you are not in the United Kingdom, remember to put +44 before 01. So I repeat that number again so you can call in into the studio. We'll tell you when the phone telephone lines are open. The number to call is 01-61-222-9960. Remember, if you're not in the UK, you have to put +44 before 01. And remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, and also on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And you can also always join Radio Africana, plays the best Afrobeat music nonstop, except when you have people like me talking on air. And of course, you can join me also, Fikemi Adeyemi Bangbushi, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube. But on TikTok, it's FK Mighty. If you're joining on the show, just click follow, because every week I put in a lot of things, you know, about family. So Family Room is about parenting, it's about children, it's about family. Relax today. As we go on a quick break, we'll take a short music break. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking about some of the things, the four big things that extended family provide. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Bows of party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, the show is The Family Room, and today we are discussing the importance of extended family in raising our children. You can't overemphasize this. Our extended family are just wonderful. I know sometimes some of them, you know, some extended family don't actually, they want to stay beyond the boundaries, but you can't overemphasize, you know, the goodness, the things that they do for each and every one of us. So thanks to everyone that have joined us on TikTok. We are talking about the importance of extended family in raising our children. So in African culture, we've always said that it takes a village to raise a child. Yeah. And I believe that those people that are not even, I've seen quite a lot of people in the UK here, you know, when I was doing early years work, I used to see a lot of grandparents coming to pick their children, their grandchildren. I see sometimes some would say, I've come to pick my cousin, my niece, my nephew, you know. So it's not just in Africa. So even though we're living in the UK, you're living in the US, or you're living in Canada, you're living in Asia, or any other place across the Europe, where life can be busy and families can be spread across cities and continents, you know, the role of extended family actually remains powerful. Let's talk about four big things extended family provides, and I want to paint real practical scenarios we can all relate to. For the people that have joined me on TikTok, I know you might not be able to talk back, but on Wednesday I'm going to be on TikTok live, and you can join me on Wednesday. This Wednesday is I'm going to take the same thing back to TikTok, and we can talk, you know, you can share your opinions. But wherever you are, you can actually call in today. Once the telephone line is open, you can call 0161 and 222 9960. So that's the number to call. But remember, if you're not in the UK, you have to add +44. So let's talk about the four things extended family provides. And I want to paint, you know, about some practical scenarios. For instance, you know, extended family gives children more than one safe adult to turn to. that's what they do. When you have the uncles, you have the aunties, you know, everybody is there. And so I see sometimes my kids, they're not talking to me about something, they are talking to their cousin, they are not talking except if it is something that has to do with, you know, that is really, really serious. But they have people to talk to. Imagine if you have a child and there's no cousin, no aunt, no nephew, no nieces, no cousin, no aunties, no grandma, no godparents to talk to. It can be very boring. So thank you, Anosi 2333, for joining. Circle Date, Lost Nigerian, Loki Adeyemi, thanks for joining. Shexi Kids, thanks for joining. Blackie, thanks for joining on TikTok. Zakumila, thanks for joining. So let's hear your voice. We can also post your comment on TikTok. So I want to just talk about one scenario. Imagine your 10-year-old daughter is upset because someone at school just said something hurtful. She doesn't want to talk to mom because she thinks she will overreact. So, but she calls her auntie Shade, the calm auntie. Not mommy's like us that would say, What? I'm going to email the school. You know, who listens, reassures her, and help her find the right words to express her feelings. You know, so our extended family is actually sometimes, you know, give that emotional safety for our children. That emotional safety from another trusted adult, you know, reduces the fear, reduces the shame, and also build confidence. I remember there was a time someone was trying to bully my daughter in school, and my daughter, you know, was not sure if she should just tell me first, but she went to a lesson, and then she saw like somebody that has become like an uncle, the wife, and then she spoke to the person, and the person said, have you spoken to the mom? Said, when I get home I will speak to mom. So but immediately she spoke to the lady about it. The lady actually, you know, gave her that confidence, though, not that no, that person cannot bully you in school and all that. And what did I do when my child came back from schools? You know, I asked for the dates, the time, the people that are there, you know, the weaknesses, and trust me, the kind of parent that I am, I just wrote an email. So for every parent out there, your children should not say something and you just let it go. I wrote an email to school. I put all the instances, the days, the time, the people that were there, about three times that this particular person had actually upset my child, and it was actually done. It was nipped in the bud immediately. So that is what extended family, that is what they do. You know, that was what that auntie does, builds her confidence. So to make her to reduces the shame, like, you can tell your mom anything, you can tell your dad, they will take it up. And that was what we did. We didn't let her down. So to every parent out there, please remember to always do that. Thanks Mrs. T for joining us. Thank you for everyone joining on TikTok this evening. Baby Stella, thanks for joining. Shade Tola underscore Shade, thanks for joining. Baby Stella, thanks for joining. If you want to make a comment, you can also make a comment regarding this. Number two, aside emotional safety, is cultural guidance and identity. Extended family keeps our culture alive, especially here in the UK. You know, they keep our culture alive. They really do, you know. If you don't have any extended family here, you will just see that your children will be lost in the whole of anything. Let me just paint a scenario now. You know, extended family expands child's understanding of what adulthood can look like. You know, your sons, for instance, let me paint a scenario. Your sons loves computers. You don't know anything about coding, but your cousin, let's say for instance, Tunde, who lives in China, now comes into Manchester and is an IT genius. And during school holiday, let's say this Christmas season, Tunde is around, you know, or let's say my own friend, I've got an Indian friend and she does come and she's very good in IT. And your son spends the weekend with that person and learns basic programming. That's a scenario. So suddenly your child sees a future for himself if he didn't even know existed. So that extended family, that person that came into your home at that time, has also exposes children to possibilities. Though we know sometimes extended families might also not, you know, might not be role models, and that is where we come in as a parent. So always checkmate when we have extended families around our children, and be sure, you know, safeguard our children and be sure that our children are protected, because some extended families can be pain, that can be pain and can do much more worse than any other person can do. So if you're just joining us, we are talking about, you know, the importance of extended families in raising our kids. Let me give you, before I go into the, you know, I've just given another scenario is the cultural guidance and identities is grandma visits for Christmas instead of toys or sweets. You know, sometimes like the African grandmas, you know, they bring stories, folk tales, meaningful meanings of family names, the reason behind certain traditions, and your children will just sit and love up on them. For people that watched my video on social media, you know, yesterday that I posted, you could see the faces of those kids. Their faces just littered up immediately. They saw their grandmas, their uncles, their granddads. You know, that is what they bring. They bring joy, and some of them tell stories. Sometimes when we travel to see my mom-in-law, you know, the thing I see there is that a lot of people, you know, in the house, they will just keep singing, and they'll just keep singing and, you know, gesticulating. You know, it just turns to like a house of comedy, you know, like an unhandy comedy. And another flip side about me that I've enjoyed so far as a parent, you know, I happen to have a mom that actually helped me in raising my kids. Sometimes I would just look at it that, did I really do the Pampers? Yeah, I knew. I did the diapers. I actually did those diapers. But you know, when I'm out, when my kids were actually very young, when they were not in nursery, and I go to work, you know, I go very early and come back later. So I do the evening diapers when my mom goes to bed. So my mom actually tried, helped me. You know, let me just tell you something that happened. When there was a time I decide to, you know, go off not using families, and I decide to have like a maid coming to help me. One day I got a new maid, and when I went out to work, I was going out from my office to go for an appointment because I was going to pass by the road to my house. So I just said, let me just check in, you know, like that thing, that mother's thing just came, check up on your daughter. And my second daughter was actually very, very small. I got into the house, a new maid that is just about like seven days, and I didn't see the maid in the house. The first thing I did, I was shocked. Thank you, Sammy Eze, for joining. Thanks, Kennedy Oziegbe, for joining. And user167, thanks for joining. So what I did immediately, I saw that I didn't see my baby and I didn't see the housemaid. I just went into the housemaid's room. I saw that all her things are intact because she actually came to my room with a big bag. So immediately I saw all things were intact. I didn't, you know, fret, and I was just praying to God, let her come back with my daughter. This is a child that is just some months old. A year plus. She just started talking, and then we don't take her out of the house except we drive her out of the house. And this housemaid, put my baby, strapped my baby on her back and went out. And I won't say cross the river, cross the ocean, but thank God I came back to the house. And immediately I did not go to work. You know, myself and my husband, we just started doing shift. When I go out, my husband does not go out. So we had to stay for some time. We returned the housemaid. That was actually what we did. We returned that housemaid. And immediately I just had to beg my mom. Mom, you need to help me. You need to come home. You need to come. I know you have your business. I know you have your things. We can always take you back home on weekends. And that was a sacrifice we did. And my mom actually paid a huge sacrifice. So what I did after that time was having someone to just come in to do some house chores, to help us to do a lot of things. That happens in Africa. But here, if you are in the Western world, how many, you can't even get, you won't want to even pay for a cook. You won't want to pay for, you have to do it by yourself. DIY. You have to do it yourself. That is just what happens here. So, but then the extended family, if I remember, is it cousins? Is it some of my siblings that have come, that came actually to help me? So when I look at it, it's somehow a good experience. And they were all role models to my children. So I've talked about, you know, one of the importance, I've talked about emotional, I've talked about what they also do, emotional safety, cultural guidance and identity. Like my mom, you know, my mom will not speak English to my children. The only thing she does is to speak the local language to them. And that is what they speak, they understand, but at least the second one can't really speak so much, but they actually understand. You know, so another one that I mentioned was additional role models. Our extended families are also additional role models. They can be additional role models, like the scenario I painted. Another one is practical supports for parents. Some of them, let me paint this scenario. You've just got an early morning shift, and his nursery doesn't open until 8 a.m. But your neighbor, who is not even blood, has become family, comes at 6:30 a.m. in our robe, pick up your child and gives them breakfast. That is extended family. Sometimes people who help us raise our children are not biologically related, but they love our kids as if they were our own. I've seen a lot of people here that I love their children as if they are my own, and I take care of their children when they come there, when they bring their children to my house. So when we go on a quick break right now, we'll come back. Remember, let's just keep calling, and the number is 0161-222-9960. If you're not in the UK, remember to put the +44 before the 01. So that will be +44 161 222 9960. We'll go on a short break and we'll come back to talk more about the importance of our extended family. So everyone that has joined on TikTok, please remember to follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook. We'll be right back after the short break.
Christmas, my favorite time of the year.
Time of the year.
When the joy love's always sweeter. And the chicken's always bigger. Wait. But remember. Yes, remember.
Just remember.
Let's not forget 10% of Jamaica's follow you. That's okay.
Yeah.
Hello, my dear. You are not doing talking this Christmas. Go to market and find me an hostage.
Everything's in a fugazi. Whether in a house or a pool party. We like to go party to 5 December. We are coming outside. Christmas is the best season to chop rice and to chop chicken. All of my guys get the dough with the tiger. All my girls gonna show with the fine clothes.
And you know, love is available. This special miracle is nothing without love. Let it show, show everywhere you go. Tell everyone.
Matter the weather, we go gather, sing, girl.
Toba Tilly Panka, it's a Christmas. Little Wabba Panka for the Christmas. Baby girl, tell me what you want.
What will I do all today?
Send special regard to mommy and daddy, brother Kamaru, passing brother to Tijani, Tistability, just got back from Germany.
Yeah.
And everybody will come my party. Start to shake for you, start to spray money. Kijo Mole, make a new day for me. Whether you day Miami, I be you day worry. Sorry for the person when no one
said you. Love is available, the special miracle is nothing without love. Let it show, show everywhere you go.
Welcome back, wherever you're joining us from. This is Radio Africana, and the show is The Family Room, where we talk about everything family, children, and parenting. Remember, we're talking about the roles, the importance of extended families in raising our kids, or some people can say rearing our kids. You know, thank you to everyone that joined. I apologize I could not go live on Facebook. Thanks to everyone that have joined us on TikTok. I'm taking this conversation to TikTok live on Wednesday at 9 p.m UK time. So wherever you are, remember, I'm going to post, so you can just follow me and turn on your notification button so that we can rub minds, people can share. But if you can call into the studio, the number to call is 0161 222 9960. If you are not in the UK, remember to plus 44, then 161 222 9960. They just keep calling. If wherever you are, just call in and share, you know, your opinion about this. And if you cannot call in, remember, I'll be live on TikTok on my handle, FK Mighty. Just follow me now and then turn on the notification button. 9 p.m. UK time, we're going to talk extensively about this as well. So people that can call in can also share, you know, their own views as well. So let us also remember to join, to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on all the social media platforms. So I want to hear you tonight. What role has extended family played in your parenting journey? So did someone stand in gap for you? Did your parents or siblings help raise your little ones? Do you have a family friend who became auntie or uncle to your child? So just call in wherever you are and let us hear you out. So just keep the phone coming, the call coming. So yes, extended family, you know, they are not perfect. Sometimes they are not perfect. There can be disagreement. There can be differences in parenting style. Yes, differences in parenting style. Like some styles, that some of my mom's styles, I don't like it, you know, but there's nothing I could do about it when she was helping me out. I can only just complain. I believe some of us too, you know, we are sometimes not happy about, you know, the parenting style of some people that comes to stay with us. Thanks to everyone that I've joined on TikTok. I've got Grifo Collins, Chanti, Olivia, Midnight, Nonchalant, you know, Elijah, Aaron. I've also got Comrade, I've got Circle Date, Lost Nigeria, Hannah. I've got lots of people that have joined me now. Sherry Jasper, Beecher Roy, thanks for joining, Lambert. Everyone that I've joined, it's just, you know, just endless. I've got a lot of people. So share, you can put it in the comment section. Let me just see if anyone has dropped any messages. All right, another one that I want to talk about is, you know, there was a time that I had, I tried to get someone else to help me with the kids before my mom finally came to the house to help me. I tried to get someone, you know, a maid at a point too. So, and this maid could not even debone fish, you know, could not do anything. Could not, if I remember, could not even make, for people that are from Africa, could not even make a bowl of eba. Eba is when you take this particular, I will call it a flour, cassava flour, and then when the water boils, you know, you put it inside it and you mix it together. That is the simplest thing any woman, anyone can do. You understand? This girl could not do it, and she was older, you know, an older girl, and she couldn't do anything at all, like an adult, a young adult, you know, couldn't do anything. So I had to just tell my mom, and thereafter what I did was to start getting in, you know, people that are older, matured women, and that is what they just do. They are child carers. They care for children. So some of them already had experience. Maybe they worked in a particular school setting. So ask them to come into the house. They do the chores and they help out with the children when I've gone to work. I have got meetings and all that. So let's hear. Remember, the number to call is 0161 222-9960. Let's hear your opinion and let's see what you want to say regarding how your extended family has helped you, you know, in raising your children, how they have helped you. And I believe we are already enjoying the beautiful Christmas season. If you have not started buying gifts, remember to start buying gifts for that extended family that has helped you, that has helped you in one thing or to do one thing or other for your child. This is time to, you know, to show love, to show appreciation. You know, during this season, you don't need to have to give people so much. You know, it is just that season of giving, and whatever you give, it just have to be, you know, with a show of love. No matter how small, no matter how minute it is, as long as it comes from a willing heart, a good heart, and a merry heart. Not that you give something to someone and you're not happy about it. So let's hear from you. What are the things? We'll go on a short break and we'll be right back. After this time, remember the number to call is 0161 222-9960, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Jesus Christ. From Satan is freedom to heaven. The greatest freedom fighter, ladies, life of freedom. Let us shout, Alleluia. We have no reason chasing human freedom. Freedom from Satan is freedom to heaven. The greatest freedom fighter, ladies, life of freedom.
Welcome back. The show is still the Family Room, where we talk about everything family, children and parenting. And today we're talking about the importance of extended families in raising our kids. Some people will say rearing our kids, you know, in raising our children. So, and like I said, you know, it's just so huge. I believe a lot of people that are in diaspora, that are not in their own home country, that have migrated, that have moved to the different continent, I believe that they sometimes they feel the pain. You know, I said something on my social media handle yesterday that, you know, for about 6 months before one of my daughter turned 10, it wasn't easy actually for me. You know, the fact that I was doing my master's program and I had to pick up my daughter from school, and if you don't pick up, you have to drop up, and you have to drop off, and then you have to pick up. So it wasn't so easy because I had to just keep running after lectures, and sometimes if I need to go to work, then I won't be able to do it, then my husband will have to do that. So but for that 6 months, that was when I saw it. So I look at it for many people now, I look at it that how are they doing it? How are they faring? So, beautiful people, you can see the studio is glowing tonight. Twinkling light, warm cinema candles, you know, Christmas, you know, playlists that we've done. We've done the one from King Sonia Day himself. We've done the one by Funke Akindele herself, you know. It just feels like the perfect season to talk about family, not just the small family inside your home, but the village around us. Because tonight, you know, we're just talking, that's something powerful, the extended family. To everyone that joined on TikTok, thanks for joining us. And to all the people that could not I couldn't come live again on Facebook, I'm sorry about that, but you can join me some other time on Instagram or Facebook. So maybe it's the Christmas decoration or the cold evenings that makes us reflect more deeply on belonging, you know. So maybe that is what is, you know, everybody has to belong, so we truly need one another. So just after this show, when you go back, or after this show, just remember to call someone. That's someone that actually helped you in raising your child. Just call that person and remember to say thank you to that person, because, you know, you can't just stop, you know, forgetting people that have done good for you. Of course, you have to keep guarding your children, but a lot of people have actually helped us in the past. So let me also paint some more scenarios, you know. If, for instance, your child is growing up in the UK and struggling to understand your cultural roots. I know a lot of people, maybe they brought their children to the UK when they were very young, or they gave birth to them, and you speak your language, but they reply in English. My mom, I remember when I was still abroad, my mom will never speak the English. She will say, no, I'll speak Yoruba to them so that they understand. I'll speak the tribe language to them so that they understand. So you cook food, but they prefer chips and nuggets. They say, no, I don't want that Ghanaian food. I don't want that Cameroon food. I don't want that Chinese food, but I just want chips and nuggets. But then, you know, maybe one time, an uncle, let me just paint that scenario, an uncle comes in for Christmas and he teaches your child how to greet in your mother tongue. And the auntie also comes, maybe an auntie, Auntie Jemima comes with colorful traditional outfit and just give them some. So, you know, the children, your child will just become curious and they'll start asking questions. You know, what tribe is that and all that. So they want to try the food again that maybe the auntie has made, and they want to learn even the dance steps. They want to learn it. So extended family actually keeps culture alive. That is what they do. They keep the culture alive, especially the grandmothers and the grandfathers, the big aunties and uncles. Not something from back home, but something the child can hold on to proudly, so that they will know, this is where I'm from. This is my origin. This is where I'm from. I'm this person. This is my value. This is my moral. So when people want to brainwash them, or they want to wash them anyhow, they will know that, no, I have a value, I have a morale. This is my heritage, this is my root. So let me also give another practical scenario. You have a long shift, traffic is heavy, and you are running late to pick up the kids. And maybe you are in a climb where you can't use a childminder to pick up your child. Or maybe you've just had a baby and you haven't slept in 3 days. But then your sister says, don't worry, I've picked them up already. And your brother-in-law says, you know, I can take them to football practice on Saturday so you can rest. But sometimes when you actually have some people, you might not have extended family in UK, in the US, or in Europe, or in Canada. But the people that you, that church member that you become close to, or that neighbor that you become close to, of course, you have to keep checking up on your children, and you have to know that safeguarding is a serious issue. You have to keep checking and checkmating, and then your children have to always tell you everything that happens. You have to always have that listening ears when you are with them, so in case anybody does anything to your child, you will know. And why does it matter? You know, parenting is actually stressful. That is why we need a lot of people around us. That is why you need that uncle. That's why you need that auntie. That is why you need that neighbor. Even sometimes you feel the neighbor is nosy. That is why you need that neighbor. That is why you need that church member, or that person that you go to the same faith with. You understand? That is why you need it. So it is endless. So we're going to talk more about this on my TikTok. Remember to follow me on my TikTok. Follow me also on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. And we're going to talk so much. We can actually rub minds together because I've asked people to call in if they can today, but maybe I don't know what is happening that people can't reach us, can't call in today. I'm sure it's from their end, but maybe sometime another time people will call in. And as we enjoy this beautiful Christmas season, may we remember that family is not only those who live under our roof, but those who stand with us, those who guide us, those who support our children, and of course strengthen our homes. Extended family is a blessing. That grandfather is a blessing. Just give a warm hug to that grandfather if he's close by. That grandmother that is in Africa, that is in China, that is in Canada, and you are in US, just ring and say thank you for all that you did for my children. So extended family, like I said, is a blessing. And when it works well, it actually shapes our children into confidence, secure, grounded young people. And I am Faye Kemi. This is The Family Room on Radio Africana UK. And thank you for spending your evening with me. And remember that I'm going to come live on TikTok. I'm going to come live on TikTok at 9 p.m. UK time on Wednesday, and we can rub minds together on this. You can share those stories that you have not been able to share tonight. So I want to say have a warm, joyful, love-filled weekend, and don't forget to appreciate the village people around you. And from me and everyone in the studio, I'll say see you again 6 p.m. UK time on The Family Room. Bye for now.
Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes. Just remember.
Keep holding.
Radio Africana.
I don't share the location. Everybody don't gather for table. Some for the rice, some for the turkey. But now this much of skylight. And if you don't get to yo, I'ma make you come, I get to yo. All the people where them get to yo, make you give the people where no get to yo. Because life in a one, make you do for better. If you do for brother, brother do for sister. Oh, shit. This is the time for giving. A very, very special feeling. God is the reason for the season. Oh, we did.